Hey friends, this is Todd Hendry from the Axon Creative Podcast. First of all, I just want to say thank you to those of you who have become a supporter of the show through AC Premium. If you want to become a supporter, just visit acpremium.me and you'll get ad-free episodes, bonus episodes, full access to the archives, and much, much more. Again, that's acpremium.me. This episode of the podcast is sponsored by Indeed. Indeed is the job site that makes hiring as easy as 1, 2, 3. Get started right now with a free $75 sponsored job credit to upgrade your job post at indeed.com/creative. This episode is also sponsored by Skillshare. Explore your creativity at skillshare.com/AC and get a free trial of premium membership. That's skillshare.com/AC. Well, hey again, everyone. Welcome to the Accidental Creative Podcast. My name is Todd Hendry. I'm your host. I'm also the founder of Accidental Creative, and this show is about you. It is about your creative process. It's about how you bring yourself to your work every day. It's about how to be prolific, brilliant, and healthy in life and in work, and emphasis on the healthy part, right? So we talk a lot about hustling and being prolific and getting work done, or about doing better work. How do we come up with better ideas? How do we execute those ideas more effectively for our clients or for our organizations? But we often miss on the healthy piece. We often miss on the sustainability piece. How do we produce consistently great work over time and do it in a healthy way? That is the missing link. If we want to be effective creative pros over the long term, not just going through cycles of crash, burn, refresh, but doing it over the long term. And that's what we're going to talk about today with our guest, Greg McEwen. Many of you may know Greg from his smash-selling book, Essentialism. He's got a new book. It's called Effortless. And listen, do you ever feel like you're teetering on the edge of burnout? You want to make a higher contribution, but you lack the energy. You're running faster, but not moving closer to your goals. Everything is so much harder than it used to be. Well, as high achievers, we've been conditioned to believe that the path to success is paved with relentless work. That if we want to overachieve, we have to overexert, overthink, and overdo. That if we're not always exhausted, we're not doing enough. But lately, working hard is more exhausting than ever. Greg believes that getting ahead doesn't have to be as hard as we make it. No matter what challenges or obstacles we face, there is a better way. Instead of pushing ourselves harder, we can find an easier path. And today on the show, he's going to talk about his book, Effortless, and how it offers actionable advice for making the most essential activities the easiest ones. Sounds counterintuitive, but we had a great conversation about how to do the things that we have to do, but do them in a way that are easier than the way we often approach them. You know, I talk about this concept of unnecessary complexity when I work with organizations. We tend to make things more complex than they need to be. So if we work to make them more effortless, easier to accomplish, then we're more likely to get more of what we need to get done in less time than it would normally take us, and probably even with less effort. So I can't wait to dive into that conversation with Greg here in just a minute. Before we do, I want to let you know today's episode is brought to you by Indeed. So I don't know about you. I believe that the key to success is finding an edge and leveraging it. You've got to find the thing that you are uniquely capable of contributing that other people around you can't, and then you have to leverage it. Well, if you're hiring, that edge is Indeed. Indeed is the job site that makes hiring as easy as 1, 2, 3. You post, you screen, you interview all on Indeed. Get your quality shortlist of candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description faster. Only pay for the candidates that meet must-have qualifications and schedule complete video interviews in your Indeed dashboard. Indeed makes connecting with and hiring the right talent fast and easy with tools like Indeed Instant Match, giving you quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed fit your job description immediately, and Indeed Skills Tests that on average reduces hiring by 27%. You can choose from more than 130 skills tests, then add your must-have requirements so you only pay for applications that meet them. According to Talent Nest, Indeed delivers 4 times more hires than all other job sites combined. So if you're hiring, you need Indeed. And you can get started right now with a free $75 sponsored job credit to upgrade your job post at indeed.com/creative. Again, get a $75 credit at indeed.com/creative. Indeed.com/creative. Offer valid through June 30th. Terms and conditions apply. And we thank Indeed for sponsoring this episode of the Accidental Creative Podcast. Well, it is a great joy to welcome to the Axon Creative Podcast, Greg McEwen. He is the author of a couple of my favorite books. His first book was called Essentialism, which I think everybody has read at this point. If you haven't, you need to read it. His new book is called Effortless. He also has a great show called the What's Essential Podcast. If you like his work, you definitely need to go check out his podcast as well. Greg McEwen, welcome to the Axon Creative Podcast.
It's so great to be with you. Thank you.
So I am a big believer that the best and most compelling books are the result of personal experience. You know, I think sometimes we write books to solve our own problems. And your first book was called Essentialism, and which you practiced. But from what I understand, this book, Effortless, was sort of born out of your experiences in the wake of Essentialism. Could you describe to us what happened? How did you get to a point where you decided to write this book, Effortless?
Well, Essentialism was, changed everything and was this tremendous opportunity. In addition to all the responsibilities that grew out of that, I wasn't just the father of Essentialism. I was now the father of four children. Mm. That's a new set of responsibilities. And I found myself challenging a classic metaphor of really this whole industry, which is the big rocks theory. People listening have heard it before. If you have a container and you put in all the sand, small sand first, then small rocks, the less important stuff, then the big rocks, it doesn't fit. But if you do it in the other order, if you put the big rocks in first, the really essential things, your health, your most important relationships, your key projects, put the big rocks in first, then the small rocks, and then the sand afterwards, then it fits. That is how it's supposed to work. But I found myself asking, yeah, but what if you have too many big rocks?
Right.
So what do you do then? And in the midst of already feeling that, then I had a family emergency where my daughter Eve, just brimming with energy and life and picture of health, climbing trees, naming the chickens, just so happy, suddenly became quite inexplicably very ill. It turned out to be, we assumed, a neurological condition. And basically her all of her capacities were reduced immediately, like just almost overnight. So her personality basically gone, almost no emotion, physically moved incredibly slowly, and the symptoms continue. So you have suddenly this family crisis. You know it's essential, but what do you do? How do you go forward? And I found that what I had learned so far in my life was necessary, but insufficient. And so out of that necessity, I started looking for a better way to go about life. Although I might say it slightly differently, in the midst of this crisis, I found that there were two paths. I suddenly could see that there were two ways. One way was the way I would deal with things in the past. What I now would call the heavier path. And then there was this other idea, that a path that, at least for me, was less traveled by. And fortunately, we took that path, and that, that made all the difference. And the experience that we had with that helped us to get through it, to thrive through it. It was an experience we would now describe as actually being quite a joyful experience, when we don't use that word lightly, and because of it, we were able to make better decisions, discern what really mattered and what didn't, and able to see results flow. And at time of this conversation, Eve is back, and it's been a crazy 2.5 years, but it's been this amazing adventure, really. And so it led me to this discovery. It's not enough to do the right things. You've got to do them in the right way. Mm-hmm. We knew what the right thing was to do. We knew what the priority was. We want to have Eve be healed. That is clear. But how matters.
Yes.
And so essentialism is about doing the right things. Effortless is about doing them in the right way. And I think it has the power of relevancy. I was so keen to codify what we discovered and to go and research it better and to be able to then present it to people. Because, I mean, yes, not many people, and very glad for this, not many people have their teenage daughters suddenly deal with a neurological discombobulating disease. But Everybody has struggles. And right now in the world, I think there's only two kinds of people. There are people who are burned out, and there are people who know they are burned out.
Right.
And so this, what we experienced and then what I was able to write about in Effortless seems to have the power of relevancy right now, because it's exactly what everyone's actually experiencing.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting because I think at the beginning of all of the lockdowns and the work from home and all of the things that we've been experiencing for the past year, at least many of us have been experiencing for the past year, I think there is this general sense that, hey, this is going to be great and we're going to get rid of our commute and we're going to have more time and space. We're going to be with our family more and we're actually going to have better rhythm in our lives. And listen, the pandemic's been horrible, horrible, horrible tragedy, you know, but that sort of disclaimer aside, I think for many people who were working from home, I think there was this sort of idea that now we're going to have more flexibility and freedom and space. It's going to be healthier. And to your point, I know so many people who are completely burned out right now, more burned out than they were when they were going to the office. Right. And so that means it's not our circumstances that's causing that burnout per se. It's the way that we're going about the work that's causing the burnout.
The situation, as I see it, is that life is hard in 100 ways. But the complication is we make it even harder and more complicated than it needs to be. And the consequence of that is that we burn out and still don't achieve the results that matter most to us. So my position in this new, in this new work is that we can make a different choice, that we can look at where we're making things more complicated than they need to be and find an easier path, an easier way to do what is most essential. And if we can do that, then we can actually break through to the next level of contribution and without burning out. So that's sort of the context for doing it. But as you say, in the environment that we're in, there's a few things that have been dismantled, like boundaries, for example, have been dismantled. There weren't many boundaries between work and life anyway, but the pandemic removed the last few of them. So what's left in a boundaryless world is Zoom, eat, sleep, repeat. There are days that just merge into other days. You have, people, somebody said to me recently, oh, I always used to say if I worked from home, I'd take a nap every day. 1 year later, not one nap. So actually what could have happened for a lot of people hasn't quite happened, and so we need a new way of doing, a new way of living that eases life's inevitable burdens, and that's I'm advocating that Effortless is that way.
So the book is divided into three sections. The first one is about what you call the effortless state. Could you just give us a general description of what that is?
Yeah, the effortless state is one that many, I would say most, if not all of us, have experienced. It's when we're physically rested, emotionally unburdened, mentally energized. It's when we're completely aware, alert, present, attentive, and focused on what's important in this moment. We're able to focus on what matters most with ease. That is the effortless state. But it stands in contrast to the state of suffering and exhaustion and the stressful state that many of us live in most of the time. So even if we've experienced the effortless state, we don't live there. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, that's a state where we're, where we are, you know, physically exhausted, emotionally burdened with toxic, complex emotions, anger, frustration, grudges, where we're mentally fatigued. And we've got a thousand things tapping on us all the time. And so the state you're in massively affects the type of action you take and the kind of results you get. So I now see it as the most important thing, to become an essentialist. Most important thing in life is to be in this state, to keep returning to it. Because I'll give you an example just from this week in my life. We're driving home from church. One of our kids is in the car. They're all, four of them are teenagers now. And one of them was saying something. I don't know what they were saying, but something not very helpful. And I remember Anna saying to me just in passing, she's like, look, all we have to do is stay calm. And I liked what she said, and I managed to do it for about half an hour. And I like just, you know, I just completely, at least for me, pretty much lost it later on about something trivial. And it escalated and escalated. And it happened twice on the same day. And I remember the same child turned at me one point. She's like, well, that's 2-0 for you, Dad. And she was totally right. I mean, I had not dealt with this well. Why? Why wasn't I not dealing with this well? Because I was physically fatigued. I wasn't sleeping enough. So, what is the effect of that? What kind of action do you take? You take unhelpful action. What kind of results does it produce? It produces residual negative results. It is producing this escalation of conflict and contention that's just, nobody's being served by this. So the state is the important thing. If you can keep coming back to the state, we'll be off track lots of times. You know, we'll be like the airplane that's you know, going from point A to point B, and it's off track at 90% of the time. Maybe we'll be like that, but keep coming back to the effortless state. What do I need to do to be able to get back in the effortless state? Do I need to sleep a bit more? Most of us probably yes. Do I need to let go of some grudges I'm holding on to that are just making everything in life harder? Yes. Do I need to come up, ask new questions in my life that might help me to see that there is a gentler path forward? Yes. I mean, these are all changes we can make to clear out the things that keep us in a stressed out state of suffering. Instead of our actual natural human state, which is a state, this effortless state.
Hey friends, we're going to dive back into the conversation with Greg in just a minute. Before we do, I want to let you know today's episode is also brought to you by Skillshare. So we talk all the time on the show about the importance of personal growth. You need to be developing new skills, new aptitudes, preparing yourself for whatever is coming next in life and in work. And I know there are probably things that you've wanted to learn how to do over the course of your life. And you always thought, well, I'll do it later, or it seemed inconvenient to find a way to learn those skills. Well, Skillshare is an online learning community that offers membership with meaning. With so much to explore, real projects to create, and the support of fellow creatives, Skillshare empowers you to accomplish real growth. You can witness your own transformation as you turn small steps into giant leaps. You know, if I'm being really honest, one of my deficiencies is photography and videography. I am not very good at either of those things. And so I've realized I need to go on Skillshare because there are so many courses on Skillshare that will teach you how to create video and wonderful photography for example, for Instagram. There's a course called Video for Instagram, Tell an Engaging Story in Less Than a Minute. There's a course called Portrait Photography, Shoot and Edit Instagram-Worthy Shots. These courses are going to help me get better at sharing ideas and insights through Instagram, through a visual medium. I'm so used to writing and I'm so used to talking, but I'm not used to using visual media to communicate ideas. So that's something I'm going to be doing, something I'm very excited about. You can do the same thing. Practice makes progress. Advancing toward a goal is achievable with short lessons and hands-on projects. So do something today you couldn't do yesterday with classes designed for real life. And by the way, Skillshare is also incredibly affordable, especially when compared to pricey in-person classes and workshops. An annual subscription is less than $10 a month. It's an incredible bargain. Explore your creativity at skillshare.com/AC and get a free trial of premium membership. That's skillshare.com/AC. And we thank Skillshare for sponsoring this episode of the Accidental Creative Podcast. Yeah, you know, one of the strategies you offer in the book really had a tremendous impact on me. You know, I've been over the past year, I mean, like a lot of our friends, you know, most of my business is live events, right? I speak at live events, I'm training, I'm working with companies in live settings, and that you know, really has pretty much gone away, obviously, over the past year for very good reasons. But, you know, it really sort of led to this necessity to kind of rethink things and reinvent how some of that training and whatnot was delivered. And, you know, I was reading in your book, and by the way, that feels like a very heavy lift, right? When you're completely reinventing how you do things. And there's a question that you ask in the book that hit me between the eyes and just was so helpful to me. What if this could be easy? That has become a mantra for me over the past several months as I've been building out different products and sort of working on another book and doing some other things. I've been asking myself, what if this could be easy? It's completely reframed how I approach it. It doesn't make it less effective, doesn't make it less compelling. It just prevents me from overcomplicating things in a way that's going to do nothing but bog me down and stress me out. And it's been very helpful.
This is exactly the right question, and it's the word for this, inversion. Mm-hmm. It is to invert our current thinking. And this only works if somebody is what my brother Justin calls the hit squad, a hardworking, intelligent, talented person. It doesn't work if you're just doing nothing and, sure. and just, you know, but that's who the book's for. It's for people who are highly engaged but on the edge of exhaustion or well past it. So if you're in that category, instead of saying, I need to get better results, therefore I need to just work harder, you ask a new question, not how can I work even harder? You say, how could this be easier? How could this be effortless? Mm-hmm. And I'm not saying everything can be effortless. Right. That seems like an exaggeration. But when I look at the ratio between, you know, like how often a person asks the first question versus this inverted question. It's like there's no, the imbalance is immense. Mm-hmm. Just start asking the second question and you start, it's like having a new soundtrack in your life. You go, well, there's a whole new way to think about this problem.
Yes.
It's one of the ways to catch yourself is to simply, it's a three-word mantra that my wife Anna was taught by a scout master that she admired, and he said, don't force anything. Mm. So as soon as we find ourselves forcing things, just change. Okay, what's an effortless way to do this? It helps provide a way of a whole set of strategies that can come forward trying to answer that question instead of just how can I do more?
And I love, well, it's interesting. I don't know if you've read How the Mighty Fall by Jim Collins. He talks about the first phase of the downfall of most organizations is the undisciplined pursuit of more. And I think that doesn't just apply to organizations. I think that applies to all of us, right? When we start pursuing more in an undisciplined way, really all we're doing is adding complexity to our lives. And we're kind of taking our eye off the ball, I think, in some ways. So, and this isn't implying, and I want to be really clear, the book does not imply, hey, just sit back and don't work hard, right? That's not the point of effortless. The point is that there are ways that we can do things that allow us to achieve more from our work that we engage in versus just indiscriminately working harder to the point of burnout, and in the end, actually ending up with worse results than we would have if we just focused on the things that matter the most.
There's someone I was coaching who was in this hit squad. She would work from she told me it wouldn't be unusual maybe to be up until 4 a.m. Working even on a photoshopping for some youth activity at her church the next day. I mean, no one's asking her to do that. That's just, that is the answer to a question that she doesn't even know she's asking. She's the type of person who, she says, even eating lunch, I felt guilty. Just to eat it, not, I don't mean taking time out, just even eating it is somehow, you know, because if she's not exhausted, she must not be doing enough. That was like how she's operating. And so I said, okay, let's take this new mindset, this new approach. What if we can, you know, like ask a few new questions under the effortless mindset? Say, how can it be effortless? What does done look like when you take on a new project? What's the simplest way to do it? How could we achieve this in one step instead of the many steps? So she's got this new mindset, you know, just starting out. And she gets a call from, she works at a university, a professor calls her, says, this is Brigham Young University, it's a professor that comes along and says, I want you to get your videography team to come and record my whole semester. And she's just ready to jump in with her old mindset. I'm going to overachieve and overdeliver, and I'm going to go the second mile on all of this. What did that look like? I'm going to have multiple cameras. You know, different members of the team will be there every class. We'll edit it all together. We'll have a professional intro and outro and graphics and music, and we'll wow him. And then she goes, okay, hold on. It's not just what you do. It's not just like, how are you going to do this? What's the effortless action? And so she asks these questions. Well, what does done look like? Well, actually, it's just for one student. He's going to miss a few classes because he's got this athletic commitment. So what would be the easiest solution to that? Together they came up with, well, what if another student just recorded those classes on a phone and sent them to him after class? Yeah, the professor's like, oh yeah, I'm delighted, fantastic. He goes away happy. In 10 minutes, she has solved the problem that would otherwise and previously taken 4 months of a whole team's work to deliver. For no additional value. There's no more essential work achieved in the second than in the first. She's not sold. So if you, this is really moves us to effortless action. I mean, it's accomplishing more by trying less. You achieve your point of completion without the overthinking and the over-engineering. And all that extra complication. And so, I mean, it's a good time to point out that essentialism was really about prioritization in one word. Mm-hmm. And effortless, the book is about, in one word, simplification. Mm-hmm. You simplify your state of all the clutter that's there. You simplify your course of action to get rid of all the things that aren't adding value, all the things you think you have to do but really don't have to be done in order to get there. And so that you can start simplifying the results in your life so that they start to flow with you, sometimes without any effort at all on your part once you've set them up.
Yeah. Fantastic. Well, Greg, this has been such an enjoyable conversation. Greg McEwen is the author of Effortless. It was an instant New York Times bestseller. He's also the host of the Watts Essential podcast. So go check it out. If you enjoyed this conversation, there is lots and lots more Greg McEwen to discover on the What's Essential podcast. Greg, if people want to come find you, what's the best place for them to come find you and your work?
Oh, I think I would just send them to essentialism.com, which is like designed, everything we're doing there is designed to just make it, doing what matters most, as effortless as possible, so that people can do it sustainably and without burning out. So yeah, essentialism.com. There's a 21-day challenge right now that's available. It's like a little masterclass for small incremental steps you can do to be able to put the things that matter first into your life, but without the strain and forcing that we've been talking about.
Wonderful. Well, Greg, thanks so much for taking the time to share your insights with our audience. Thanks for all the great work that you do.
It's been a real pleasure. Thank you.
And as always, thank you for listening. Hey, if you enjoyed this episode, please share it with someone and follow the show wherever you listen to podcasts, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google, wherever it is, please follow us. Remember, friends, cover bands don't change the world. Don't be a cover band. You need to find your unique voice if you want to thrive. We'll see you next time.